Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Beis, and we are 19 lines from the top of daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Darash Rav Ula. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yechiel Yosef ben Sarah, Gavriel Tzvi ben Yutka, Henoch Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Rafol Zalman Hillel ben Chava Yenta, Shloime Zev ben Chaya, Moshe Aaron ben Toiba Esther, Ben Zion ben Hadassa Chasya, Leah bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Malyo bas Rav Yosef, Shmuel Yaakov ben Chaim Yehuda, and Shmuel ben Yubadol Chaim Toivim Shimon Zev. So we're continuing to discuss the Agadat Gemaras that are tucked away here in Perek Bamem Madlikim. Zok the Gemara, Darash Rav Ula. Rav Ula, not to be confused with Ula, Darshan the following. What's pshat in the following pasuk in Koheles? It says, Al Tirsha Harbe. Shloime Melech says, don't be really bad. It sounds like Harbe Hudaloy Lirsha, Hamaat Lirsha, that it's okay to be a little bit bad. Now, it's inevitable. Ain't tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechta. But for Shloime HaMelech to go and instruct you not to be too bad sounds like he's giving you permission to be a little bad. So the Gemara says, Elo, misha achal shum, v'reichoy noidev. If somebody eats garlic and his breath smells bad, yachse v'yoichal shum achar v'yehei reichoy noidev, should he continue to eat garlic so that his breath will smell worse? Shloime HaMelech was coming to address that person. Shloime HaMelech was the wisest of all men, and he understood human psychology. He understood that there's sometimes people that do an Aveira, and they will continue to do Aveiros. They won't do Tshuva, even though they know they're wrong, simply because they feel, my breath smells anyway. So what difference does it make if I do another Aveira and another Aveira? So Shloime HaMelech said, Al Tirsha Harbe, meaning even if you already sinned a little bit, don't double down, don't continue to sin, do tshuva. Darash Rav Baravula, similar note. Ma'idich sin kein chartzuba islamoysam ubari ulam. David HaMelech said this in Tehillim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what David HaMelech was saying as follows, that lo'idayim l'risham she'in charedim atzevim v'yoyim ha'misa, not only are the risham not worried about yoyim ha'misa, elo she'libam bari lehem ke'ulam, but they walk around self-confidently, they walk around very okay with the fact that they're doing aveiros, and in their minds, everything is going to be okay. Meaning, had they at least had some level of guilt and remorse, it would have been one thing. But David HaMelech bemoaned the fact that he looked at people that do aveiros, and they don't even walk around with the feeling of oily miyotzri. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi, says the Gemara. That's what Rabbi meant when he said, Ma'i dechsiv, the pasuk says, also in Tehillim, zed darkom kesel lomoy. Yoidim rishoim, she darkom lomisa. David HaMelech was commenting that the rishoim know that one day they're going to die, and one day they're going to have to give din v'cheshbin for all the sins that they committed in this world. But at the same time, v'yeshlem chelav al pislam, they walk around with fat on their ksalim, meaning they walk around proud and they're happy and they're fine. Said David HaMelech, maybe you'll think that they don't really remember the Yom HaMisa, and that's why they're walking around this way. But had they known that and acknowledge that one day they'll die and have to give them the cheshbon, maybe they would be a little bit more humble. Talmud Leimer, no. V'achareyem b'fiyem yirtzusela. Achareyem b'fiyem. They talk about the fact that they're going to die one day. And afal pikein, they continue to do averis. That's the point that David HaMelech made twice. It's the same point that Shloime HaMelech made, that there's an idea of someone that does averis. This person knows that one day he's going to have to get din v'cheshbin, but at the same time, he's an altir shaharbe, he doubles down. The fact that he knows one day he'll have to give din v'cheshbin, somehow, for some psychoanalytical reason, does not get him to stop doing averis. There's a beautiful vart that we've mentioned in the past from the Dubna Magid that brings out this point beautifully, but we're going to save that for Daf Samach Beis, which is a little more direct to the vart of the Dubna Magid for now. Zok de Gemara Vaiter. So there was a little bit of halacha in these last few dafin, and that was the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, which discussed the melacha of Mechaba. Mechaba, you're not allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamed Tes Melachas, and the Mishnah gave a few examples of mechaba that's usher midrabanon. And the Mishnah gave a few examples of mechaba, which are also midrayisa. Hamechaba es haner mipnei shum esyar mipnei nachrim mipnei listim mipnei rachra mipnei achayla potter. The halach is your potter. If you're kechasal haner, if the reason you extinguish the fire is because you want to save the candle, you want to save the oil, kechasal apsili, you want to save the wick, in those cases you would be chayiv. And then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosi poyta bikulam. Rabbi Yosi said that you're always potter. All the cases in the Mishnah you're going to be potter, chutz ben apsili. The only case where you be chayiv is the case where you're extinguishing a fire because you want to save the wick, because in that case, your oisa pechem, we'll see what that means. Either way, in the beginning of Daf Lamed, the Gemara discussed the Mishnah. The Gemara, if you recall, concluded that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayiv, so that in all these cases, even though the reason you're extinguishing the fire is not for some positive outcome that you're really excited about as a result of the fact that you're extinguishing the fire, but rather you're doing it for some defensive reason. You're doing it so the chayla should be able to sleep. You're doing it because you want to save the oil. It's all defensive. Still, melacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayiv. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The reason there was a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, the Gemara said, because the Reisha was talking about cases where it was pekuach nefesh. The Seifa was talking about cases where, obviously, it wasn't pekuach nefesh. And really, if the Reisha was talking about cases of pekuach nefesh, the Mishnah shouldn't have said potter, which sounds like potter avalaser. Really, the Mishnah should have said mutter. Lekatchila, it's something you're allowed to do. But the reason the Mishnah said potter was because Agav, the Sefer, the Mishnah said chayiv. So the Reisha, the Mishnah said potter. Either way, the Gemara had addressed who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Now the Gemara is going to try to understand Rabbi Yosi Shita. So again, Rabbi Yosi was poiter b'kulon with the exception of the psila. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi come on sphirile. Who does Rabbi Yosi hold like as it relates to the machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether a malacha chayna tzricha leguf is chayiv or a malacha chayna tzricha leguf is pot. Ik Rabbi Yehuda sphirile. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha chayna tzricha leguf is chayiv, filo b'hanach nami l'chayiv, then he should be chayiv on everything in the Mishnah. What Rabbi Yosi say? All the cases you should be chayv. And even if you'll tell me the reisha is chayv sheyesh by sakana, okay, but at the very least, the last three cases you should be chayv. Kechas al aner, kechas al hashem, kechas al psila. The Mishnah said chayv because we said it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why then, according to Rabbi Yosi, are you only chayv in the case where you're trying to save the wick? And the e, you'll tell me, Kerab Shimon's free, maybe I was like, Kerab Shimon, the rose malacha sheyesh, ruch lugufis potter, the psila nami the potter. Then why are you chayv in the case where you did it to save the wick? Even if you extinguish the fire to save the wick. At the end of the day, you should be potter because it's a malacha chain tzricha legufa. So the Gemara is going to give two mahalchem how to explain Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Both very important in the sugyas of Meleches Shabbos, which is really not the sugya that we're learning right now. But this is a good Gemara to store away for some of the coming sugyas that we're going to learn. Amarula, the first heretz of the Gemara is Loilam Krab Yehuda Sfirli. Really, Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That a malacha she'ena tzricha leguf es chayiv. And if that's the case, really you should be chayiv in all the cases of the Seifa. Kechas al aner, kechas al hashemen, kechas al apsila should be chayiv. So why did Rabbi Yosi say kechas al aner, kechas al hashemen, your potter? Why are you only chayiv if the reason you did it was to spear the wick? Because of Rabbi Yosi holds a chiddush. Soiser amanas livnois bimkoimai havi soiser. Amanas livnois shaloi bimkoimai loi havi soiser. Soiser is another one of the lametas malachas. The only time you chayiv if you're soiser on Shabbos is if the reason you were soiser was amanas livnois. But if you were soiser shaloi amanas livnois, in that case, you're going to be potter. Rabbi Yosi holds a chiddush. Soiser amanas livnois, you're chayiv. But if it was Almanas Livnois Bim Koimoy, but if you demolish a building on one side of the street, Almanas Livnois to build a building on the other side of the street, in that case, you're going to be potter. Just like Rabbi Yosi holds Soiser Almanas Livnois, Shaloi Bim Koimoy Lehavi Soiser, he holds Mechaba Shaloi Almanas Lehadlik, or Bim Koimoy, is also potter. Meaning, just like the only time you chayef is soiser, is it's a foul manas livnois, the only time you chayef a mechaba, when you extinguish something, if it was done with the intention to relight something. And the truth is, there are a few of the lametes malachas where technically what you're doing is destructive by nature. Soiser, mechaba, moichek, you're erasing something, kireya, if you tear something. And the only time you chayef in all those cases is if you did it with the intent of, after you committing something destructive, doing something constructive. And the reason is, it's a very long rashi, because really, if someone's mekalkel on Shabbos, he's potter. So these malachas are inherently mekalkel. The reason you chayiv is, because you did it al menas. Now what if you do a malacha that's technically a makalkel, like your moichek or your soiser, but you did it for a constructive purpose. But the constructive purpose wasn't almanas livnois, it wasn't almanas lichtoiv, but it was some other constructive purpose. So there's a Tosfos later in Perek Lalgado with a Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this tremendous raid on that. But for now, we need the basic halacha. Any malacha that's inherently destructive, you're chayev only if you did it almanas to do something constructive. Now, when it comes to soiser, Rabbi Yossi holds, the soiser has to be almanas livnois. But not just almanas livnois bim koimoi. Mechaba also has to be almanas to light a fire. Where does the fire have to be? It has to be bim koimoi. Okay, so if you extinguish a fire with the intention of saving the shemen, saving the ner, meaning you're going to light a fire tomorrow using a different wick. If you're using a different wick, it's considered shalayvim koimoi. If the reason you did it was to save the wick, that means you want to reuse the wick. So you are mechaba the fire from the wick, al menas to light a fire using the same wick. What defines bim koimoi or shalayvim koimoi when it comes to lighting a fire and extinguishing a fire is the wick. So the reason Rav Yossi is poit to bekulin is not because of melacha shein tzricha legufa. No. Really, it was like Rav Yehuda melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayev. That's why you chayev kachas al apsilo. The reason you're poit to kachas al aner, kachas al hashemen is for a different reason. It's something zaitik. It's because Rav Yossi holds but all the malachas we know from the Mishkan. Where was the soiser in the Mishkan? So they used to build the Mishkan and then they would dismantle the Mishkan. Now, when they dismantled the Mishkan, what was the purpose? Because they were traveling. They were going to build it again someplace else. So if the prototype of all the malachas is the Mishkan, what was Saisar in the Mishkan? Almanas livnois, but almanas livnois shalaybim koimai. So the Chur Dalach should be always Saisar almanas livnois shalaybim koimai. It should be okay. So the Gemara says, Shani Hossam, there it's different. Because Kibin the Chsiv al Piyashem Yachnu, Kisaisar almanas livnois bim koimai dami. It's true the Yidden were traveling, but they were traveling al Piyashem. I mean that they were traveling al Piyashem wherever Hashem wanted them to be. That's where it was considered bim koimai. We'll get back to Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said a different pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the first pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak was like Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf is chayev. That's why you chayev kachas al apsila. The reason kachas al aner, kachas al Hashem, and you pater is for a separate reason because it's soiser al manas livnois shaloi bim koimai. It's mechaba al manas lahadlik shaloi bim koimai. Why is one bim koimai, one shaloi bim koimai? Same wick is called bim koimai. Different wick is called shaloi bim koimai. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Loim krab Shimon's feeling." Really, Rabbi Yosi holds like Rab Shimon. That Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf is pater. That's why if you extinguish the fire with the intention of saving the oil, saving the lamp, you're going to be pater because he did it defensively. You're just doing it to save something. Why then, if you did it for the psila, you chayv a maishna psila? Could Amar Rav Hamnun if he tamer Rav Adar Barahava? Hach the psila shatzarach lahavavas. You know, we're dealing with someone who extinguished the wick, because he wanted to singe the wick. If you recall, a few daffin ago, we spoke about a wick really works best once it was folded, kippel, and singed. So much so, Rabbi Eliezer, according to one shot in the Gemara, is of the opinion, you're not allowed to use a psila for Neiroi Shabbos, as in Bameh Madlikin, Bameh Madlikin, unless it was previously singed. So the purpose of what this person was doing was to singe the psila. Oh, the Bahia, I feel the Rabbi Shimon Moidi. So now it's not a Malach HaShem Tzricha Legufo, because now you're extinguishing it because you want the outcome of what happens when you extinguish it. And that is, you have a good wick that you can use in the future. Now I can light candles for Shabbos using this wick. The Kamasak Emunah. Being that you're Masak Emunah, it's for that reason that you're going to be Chayiv. Either way, according to one shot in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi was like, Rabbi Yehuda Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf is Chayiv. That's why you're chayiv by psila. Why then are you putter by nerims and shemen? Because it's soiser amanas livnei shalaybim koimai. According to the second shot of the Gemara, he holds like Rav Shimon Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf is putter. That's why you're putter kachas al aner kachas al shemen. Why are you chayiv kachas al psila? Because there it's not a Malach Shein Tzricha Leguf. Amar Rava, Rava said Deikanami. I'll bring you a raya to the second shot in the Gemara. The Ketani Shu Oisa Pecham. Rav Yosi gave a reason that we didn't understand every time we read the Mishnah. Rav Yosi said that you're chayiv kachas al psila. Why? You're creating coals. What does that mean? So it said that it sounds like you're doing it with the intention of creating a coal, meaning it's tzricha legufa. You're doing it because you want to be mahavev the psilas, so you'll be able to use it in the future. But like Tani Mnesha Nasa Pacham, he didn't say it in the passive tense. Shmami, no, it sounds like because that was your intention, and that's why you're chayev. Meaning the reason you're chayev is because it's a malacha shetzricha legufa. The reason you're putting in the earlier cases is because that's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Incidentally, as it relates, before we go weiter, we can exhale now, by the way. From here till the end of the daf, it's going to be agadata. But as it relates to what the Gemara said, al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yiso, and that's why when the Yidden were traveling in the Mishkan,
even though every time they dismantled the Mishkan, it was done Amanas Livnois someplace else, but it was considered Amanas Livnois Kimkoin Meidami. Why? Because when the Yidden traveled, they didn't just travel when they wanted to travel. It was all Alpi Hashem. Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Valpi Hashem Yisol. The Svarim HaKdoshim say, what's the Hezber in the Gemara? So this is the Svarim HaKdoshim saying, Pshan in the Gemara, Bamem Adlikin, you know, in an intense Gemara. Malach HaShatzricha Lugufos, Yisro Amanas Livnois. What's the Svara? At the end of the day, the Yidden took down the Mishkan with the intention of wherever their next place was going to be, to rebuild. Because they traveled Alpi Hashem, how does that make it Yisro Amanas Livnois Bimkoimai? Physically, it was Amanas Livnois Shaloi Bimkoimai. So the Sfarim say that being that the Yidden weren't traveling on their own, they were being guided by the Amoranim, they weren't in their own Rishos to come or go, everything was what Hashem wanted. They will bottle 100% to Hashem. So their makim was the Eibishter. That's where they was. Mashal amar davadayim, you have a baby. A baby's in a carriage, and the mother takes the baby around. So the baby can go from here to there. It can go on all the travels and tribulations of its mother. The baby was always with its mother. The baby was always where the mother was, because its kfirs, its home, its seers is its mother. So al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol, the Klal Yisrael was by the Eibishter. That's where they were. Wherever the Eibishter want, if Hashem traveled, Hashem traveled. But the kfirs makom of Klal Yisrael, that was Hashem. That's the tifkeit in al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisol. So much so that Rabbi Yossi said, I could learn a halacha from here. That soisra amanas livnoi is bimkoimai, not amanas livnoi shaloi bimkoimai, even though the Mishkan would seem to have been shaloi bimkoimai. But really, what it was bimkoimai. Either way, zok demishach shol eish averis nashem esois. There are three averis that cause a woman to die b'shasli dasim during childbirth. Hashein and zehiro is benida, because they're not careful when it comes to nida. B'chala, frosh is chala, ubat lokas aner. Additionally, they're not careful when it comes to the ner. Says the Gemara, nida my time. What's the reason that a woman that's not careful with hilchas nida dies during childbirth? So childbirth was once upon a time very, very dangerous. And women often would die during childbirth. And the Mishnah addressed why women died during childbirth. It was because they were lax in nida, chala, and adlaka sana. So the Gemara says, what's the mida keneged mida? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ki kilkel b'chadrei bitna, lefikach tilka b'chadrei bitna. Because nida is related to the rechem of the woman, and the child develops in the rechem of the woman. So there's a mida keneged mida. She's not careful in nida, and as a result, tilaka b'chadrei bitna. Says the Gemara, teinach nida. Okay, that's very nice. The mida keneged mida as relates to nida. Chala b'adlaka sana. Ma'ikel meima. What about chala adlaka sana? What's the mida keneged mida over there? So the Gemara says, k'didarish ahu glila aleder of chizda. There was a baldarishin that came from the Galil in Eretz Yisrael to Rav Chizda, who lived in Bavel, and he said a whole drasha. He said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as follows, Reviyas dam nasati b'chem. I gave a person a Reviyas dam. The minimum amount of dam, Chazal said, that a person needs in order to live is a Reviyas of dam. So Hashem says, I gave a person Reviyas dam, al iske dam nasati yaschem. And it's for that reason, I gave you halachas related to dam. Dam nido. Reishas karaschi yaschem. The inner are called Reishas. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikereishis, Al Iske Reishis Asarti Yaschem. I gave you a mitzvah that relates to Reishis. What mitzvah is Reishis? Reishis Arisoisechem Chalot Tarimu. Chal is called Reishis. Ner. I gave you a neshama, meaning I created you physically, but I also created you spiritually. You have a neshama. What's the neshama called? A ner. And it's for that reason, al iske ner hisarti eschem. That's why I gave you halachas related to a ner. So the neshama is the ner Hashem nishmas Adam, and that's why Hashem said, I gave you halachas of ner. So this is what the Baldarshan from the Galil told Rav Chizda. He said, Hashem said as follows, if you mekayim these halachas that I gave you, nida, chala, and ner Shabbos, gevaldik, v'im lav, and if not, harini noitel nishmaschem. I'm going to take away your neshama, I'm going to take away your revias dam, I'm going to take away your being part of the nation that's racist. That's the mida keneged mida. Says the Gemara, b'shas leidasen. So why does this only happen to a woman b'shas leida? Meaning it sounds like b'shas leida, that's when she's vulnerable for these three halachas. If there's a mida keneged mida, then even if a woman's not giving birth, why don't we say a woman always has a kitrik? In the event that she doesn't keep these three halachas, she should always be at risk. So the Gemara is going to bring five pshatim, why Shas Leida is different from five of the greatest Amoraim of all time. But rather than just simply say a pshat, they all said a Bederech Moshel, the Chida. So the Amoraim spoke in riddles over here. Amar Rava Rava said, Nafal Torah, when you're sure, when your axe falls, chadeh sakina, start sharpening your knife. Meaning, if you want to shecht an axe, so sometimes it's not so easy to get him. But once he falls on the ground, so you take advantage of a person when he's down, right? people do that. He's vulnerable. So this is a good time. Says Rashi, a woman, when she is having a baby, being that childbirth is considered a dangerous time, Isra Mazala. Her mazel is a little bit schwach. And as a result, she's down. And when a person is down, they're more vulnerable. Just like the ox is vulnerable, so too the woman is vulnerable. That's why she doesn't have to worry if she's not b'shas leida. It's b'shas leida where she has to be careful. Abaya, my Abaya said a different reason. He said, tapish teres amsa b'chad machatra lehevi. That if a person has a slave, but if a person has someone that he wants to punish. So sometimes he waits until, you know, a lot of punishments happen. And then when you punish the person, you just pile on. So you whip out, literally, the whole cheshbin of whatever it is this person deserves, and you stop punishing. Mm-hmm. Meaning, when a person's being punished, there's a concept of like Gilgul Shfua, Gilgul Einshin. So too, a woman, when she's in childbirth, she's going through a lot of pain. What's the source of the pain that a woman has when she's in childbirth? It's the Einish. It's the punishment that Chava got because of the role that she played in the Eitz Hadas. So being that a woman is in the process of being punished when she's going through childbirth, so there's a concern that we may pile on. Rav Chiz is at a different reason. He said, Shifke l'ravya d'menavshe nafal. If you see a drunk person and you want to harm him, don't worry about it. Don't even exert the energy. He's going to end up hurting himself because he's shikker, because he's drunk. The point is that when a person is in a situation where he can't really control himself, so again, he's more vulnerable. So in the same vein, the woman is vulnerable. B'shas leidim. Maruk v'amar Rav Ukva said, Raya chigro v'izei riyaton abav chutre mili v'abeidori chushbeno. If the goats somehow are able to, you know, take care of the shepherd, so they knock him down somehow. So they start running. But if they're enclosed in a pen, they're not going to be able to get out. Not only they're not going to be able to get out, they're going to end up having to give din v'cheshben if they try to get out. Meaning they end up being caught. So in the same vein, again, the woman is in a vulnerable state, just like those animals are, so she has to be more careful. A pup explained it with a different marshal. He said, "Abav chanvas and efishi achim rachmi." When a person's doing well, so he has a lot of friends. Abav bezyoni, but when a person's down, lo yachiv alei mirachmi, doesn't have brothers all of a sudden, he doesn't have friends, nobody's out there for him. So this woman, being that she's in a vulnerable place, says Rashi, she doesn't have praklitin, she doesn't have elitza yosher in the next world. That's why she has to be careful. The point is, hatzad hashav shabahem is on some level a woman's more vulnerable b'shas leida, being that she's more vulnerable, she has to be a little bit more concerned, and that's why it's then that the kitchuk of her not being careful in these three halachas plays itself out. Says the Gemara, so we're saying now that a woman, when she's in a shasakana, so what does it come down to? Was she careful in the three things the Mishnah mentioned? Was she careful in Nida, Chala, and Hadlokas Aner? What happens when a man is in a situation of sakana? Or first, what is considered a makom sakana for a man? For a woman, a makom sakana or a shas sakana is when she's in childbirth. What about for a man? I'm a Rish Lakish said, "B'shasha ifim ala gesha." When you're on a bridge, gesha says the Gemara v'sulai only a bridge. So the Gemara says, "No, emakein gesha." You know, you can use your imagination. Anything similar to a gesha that's considered a shas sakana. That's when a man has to be careful. The Gemara says, "Rav li'ova b'mabra the yosav be'avik yachamin." Rav would never go on a bridge, or you'd never cross a nahar on a boat if there was an avik yachamin there. He was worried. Amar, he said, Dilma mifkid le dinale. Maybe this Ovid Kaychavim deserves punishment. At the end of the day, he's an Ovid Kaychavim, Ovde Kaychavim umazalos, umitfis nabade. I'm going to get caught up in his thing. So he just stayed away from a bridge. He just wouldn't go on over a bridge together with Ovid Kaychavim. Shmuel lo yavar ele b'mabrit isbi Ovid Kaychavim. Shmuel, so Rav and Shmuel always saw the world completely differently, right? Rav says melech chacham, Shmuel says melech tippich. They always saw the world differently. So Rav says, no, I'm dafka staying away from an Ovid Kechavim. Shmuel said just the opposite. I'm going with an Ovid Kechavim. Amar, he said, sitna betray umi lo shalat. He says, we have a Messiah. The Sutton doesn't start up with people from two different nations. So either he's going to start up with the Yid or he's going to start up with the Ainu Yehudi. So like this, he was hedged. He thought he had a better chance, actually, of making it out. He says, he's probably going to start up with the Ainu Yehudi, not with me. So he dafka went out of his way, did Shmuel, to go across a river. The Mabra the Isbe Ovi Kechavim, Rabbi Yanai Badek. The Gemara says before Rabbi Yanai would cross a river, he was very careful. He looked at the boat, he met the sailor. You know, he wanted to know exactly the pilot. He wanted to know what he's getting involved in. But other, only then he went. Rabbi Yanai Letamei, the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Yanai Lishitasai. The Rabbi Yanai said, a person's not allowed to be in a Makam Sakana. Loimar
so to say, sha'oysun loynes. Can't do that. You can't be self-confident that a miracle is going to happen to you. Why? We're concerned, shema in oysun loynes. We're afraid that maybe the person won't merit a miracle. Vim oysun loynes. And not just that, even if the person has a miracle, minakin loy mischuyoysim. You know how many schusim a person may have to pay the invoice that comes together with having such a miracle. So Rabbi Yani Lashitasoi, who said, he was so careful, he was a medakdek before he got himself into any situation that may have involved sakana. Amar Rabbi Chana, my karo, what's the makar to this? I mean, where do you know that if a person has a miracle happen to him, he loses chosim? So the Gemara says, the pasuk in Chumash, katointi mikola chasadim and mikola emes. Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu wonderful things. But the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that he was afraid that maybe because of the chesed that Hashem did with him, he lost everything. Katointi mikola chasadim and mikola emes. This is the makar to this. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yoimid Ashusa, if it was a very windy day, like Nafik Benedictly, he wouldn't walk between trees. Rabbi Zeir was so worried. He was afraid that maybe the wind is going to knock down one of the trees. He felt it was a makam sakana. How far the Chachamim went when it came to their definition of a makam sakana. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Breider Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yimim Lachmish Adam Rachmish Lo Yechla. A person should daven that he shouldn't be sick. Shem Yechla, because once a person gets sick, Amrim Lehavi Schus Vipatit. Then already he needs schusim to get better. Meaning a person needs more schusim to have a refuah once he's sick than he needs to not get sick in the first place. So he says, Lo Oilam, a person should always daven Shalo Yechla. When a person gets sick, he always davens. But what Rabbi Yitzchak said was that because that tefillah is a more powerful tefillah. That's a tefillah that he has a better chance will be answered. What's the makar to this? So it's a fascinating makar. The pasuk says, the context over this is the halacha of a makah. A person has to make a makah. You have to make a gate, a fence, on top of your house. So why do you have to make a fence? Because you have to make sure nobody falls. The pasuk says, because ki yipal ha-noifel mimenu, if somebody is going to end up falling, then it's going to be your responsibility. So listen to this drasha. This is above a metziah drasha. Mimenu lahavi raya. That once a person falls, ki yipal hanoifel, if he's a choyla, mimenu lahavi raya. He's the amoytzi mechaveri alva raya. Ki ilu, he has to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring a raya that he has a right to have a refuah. Once the person becomes sick, he's not the muchzik anymore. Now he's the moitzi. When you're well, you're the muchzik. You're becheskas that you're okay. So as a result, the satan is the moitzi mechaveri olive raya. But when a person becomes sick, ki yipal anoifel mimenu, what does mimenu mean? Mimenu lahavi raya, you're the one that has to bring the raya. Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel had a different shot in that pasuk. Ki yipal anoifel mimenu, what does that mean? Roiza lipal mesheshes me bereshes. Meaning Chazal were bothered a little with the word ki yipal anoifel. Ki yipal anoifel? When the person fell, he wasn't the noifel. After you fall, you're the noifel. What does it mean? Ki yipal hanoifel. So the first drasha was mimenu lahavi raya. Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel said that any person that falls, he was already destined to have fallen. Meaning it was his basharet. Didn't just happen. It wasn't an accident. This is the way it was supposed to be. Shaharei loy nofel. Vakos of kori noifel. Meaning he was already roi lipo misheshes mei bereshes. Elish megalgon schus la'idei zaka v'choy ve'adei chayv. So I don't understand. Said Tanav Rabbi Shmuel, if this person deserved to die, so why are we punishing the person that didn't make the makah? I mean, he didn't really manipulate anything. Whatever was supposed to happen was going to happen anyway. So the Gemara says it's an idea. Obviously, this idea of whatever happens to a person is already predetermined. And as a result, if you kill somebody, you didn't kill someone that wasn't supposed to die. You killed someone that was going to die anyways. So why do you deserve to be punished? This is way above my pay grade. Take a look at Rashi. Says the Gemara, so on the topic of a choyl, not the lamas. If somebody's sick and he's very sick, he's dying, you're supposed to tell the person his vada, say vidui, she can call him umsim his vada, because you find that even people that were chayav mises bezdin, before they got mises bezdin, they were told to say vidui. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva says that all the things you find that were mechaper, whether it was misa for someone that was chayav mises bezdin, malchus for someone that was chayav malchus, achatas and anoshim for someone that had to bring a carbon, all the mechaper that you find were only mechaper with tshuva. And that's why the Rambam, who says that the ikar of tshuva is vidui, acknowledging the fact that I have a problem that I did in Avera. So the Rambam in the beginning of his Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, literally chapter 1, verse 1 of the Rambam's
epic magnum opus, Hilchos Tshuva. He talks all about vidui, and he brings this chazal that kol ha-mumsim mizvadin, how important it is for a person to acknowledge the fact that he sinned. A person should do vidui. Adam yoytzel l'shok, says the Braisa, when a person leaves to the shok, yidayim be'enov k'mishin nimsel l'sargit, he should be scared. He should feel as if he was just taken away by the government. What's so dangerous about the shuk? So once upon a time, you walked into a city and you walked around the street. It was considered dangerous. It was lawless and it was the Wild West and you never knew what was going to happen. So it's considered a makam sakana. The point is, if a person's in a little bit of a makam sakana, so he should act that way. If somebody has a headache, you should be worried. He's in a little bit of a state of sakana. So he should feel as if literally he was taken away by the authorities. If a person is a chayla, he should feel as if he's on death row. Any person that went to the garden, he needs a miracle. A chayla sometimes, right? He has to feel as if he's in a real state of sakana. Okay, so if a person is in a state of sakana, he's a chayla, he needs praklitim. He needs advocates. He needs schosim. What are the schosim? Tshuva. Umasim Taifim. Vafilu says the Braisa. Teisha meyos v'tishim v'tisha. So it's a little bit of chizek. A person could have 999 mekatrigin. That a melamdin olav chayva. But the echad melamdin olav schos. If he has one malach that has one nice thing to say about this person, because this person did one thing that merits a schos, nitzel, he's going to be saved. Shenemar. Because this is a pasuk. It says, im yesh olav malach melitz echad mini olav. Lahagid la Adam Yashroi Vayechunenu Vayomer Pidaeu Mirede Shachas Matsasi Kovid is a pasuk in Eiv. But if a person has a malach melitz echad mini aleph, one out of 1,000, meaning 999 are saying bad and only one is saying good, that would be enough for him to have his chosper. Listen, Yashroi Zagli Yomer. He said even more, same idea but even more. And a play on 999. I feel a teisha meiz v'tishim 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 malach. Let's say you have one malach saying something nice. 999 malachim are saying this person deserves to die. There's one malach who has something nice to say about this person. In yeshal of malach meilitz echad mini aleph. But even this malach who has something nice to say, he has 999 not nice things to say. But one knetch, one good thing, said Rabbi Eliezer, the son of the great Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That's enough for him to be saved. Meaning, even if there's 999 malach, I mean, that malach itself was saying good. The echad was chos, nitzel shenem melech echad mini yolf, and that malach itself, that tana rabbanon, al sholish aveiris nashim meisos yoldes. So the Mishnah said that al sholish aveiris nashim meisos b'shas leidasam. And the Gemara already explained a little bit what the Midah connected Midah is. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa that expands on this a little. The three Averis for which a person dies during childbirth. Rabbi Lazar says, Nashim Meses Yolodos. Not Yoldos, Yolodos. Makes a very big difference. Yoldos means while she's a Yoledes, while she's in childbirth. Yolodos means when she's young, even if she's not in childbirth. Rav Acha said, Bavoin shem mechabsis soyas b'neim b'shabbos. You know which Averos? It's not the three Averos we mentioned earlier, but rather, it's the Avera that they clean their children's clothing when it's dirty on Shabbos. Meaning the Mechal Shabbos. And even though the Mechal Shabbos for their children, they're doing it for a good reason. That's a reason that a woman could die during childbirth or according to Rabbi Lazar, just young. The Yeshayim and Al-Shakayim are in a Kodesh Arana. They don't have the right covet for the Aron Kodesh. Aron Kodesh is the Helig. It's the Aron Kodesh. And they call it sometimes a box, an Aron. That's a reason they die sometimes. There are two Averis that cause Ami Aretz to die. Al-Shakayim and Aron Kodesh Arana. Al-Shakayim and Al-Shakayim Besam. They call it Beis HaKnesses like a big room where people, a social hall where people gather, and they call it Aron Kodesh and Aron. Those are reasons they don't have the proper covet for a Makam HaMikdash, and it can lead to terrible things. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi said, Shloisha Bitkei Misa. There are three things that are Boidek, that investigate and determine whether a person deserves to die. Nivru B'Yisha, were created by a woman. V'amilah, some say, Shloisha Divkei Misa. There are three things that latch on to a person can cause a person to die. What are the three things? Nida, Chala, V'adlokas Haner. So Tugir Sois is something that sounds very similar. Shloisha Bitkei Misa, Shloisha Divkei Misa. So the Gemara says, Chodek Rabba Laza, V'chodek Rabbanah. There's really a machloikis over here. And it's the same machloikis that we had in the previous braisa. Al Sholish Averis Noshem Mesois Yoldois, or al sholish averus nashim meisois yolodois.
Yoldeis sounds like when they're in childbirth. They're in childbirth, a person has Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanov. So over there, there's Shloisha Bidke Misa. These three things investigate. There's an investigation going on over here. Shloisha Difke Misa has nothing to do with Shasa Sakana in general. If a woman is callous, if she's not careful when it comes to these three things, it can end up causing her to die, says the Gemara. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Loim, Hilchais Hektish, Trumais and Maestris. The laws of Hektish, Trumais and Maestris, Hein, Hein, Gufei Torah, the Nimsiru La Ameyaretz. They're such important halachos. And even though they're so important, that Dvar Ma'imdim Beruma Shalayla, take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, and Nimsur Lam Aretz, who explains it, where there's these, so much is dependent on Shubas and Maestris. Is it Tevel? Is it not Tevel? Do I have to give it to a Kayin? There's so many halachas. Yet, we trust the Amei Aretz. Right, you would think that there would be a vada trumas and a vada maestris and a vada hektish. Really, what it is, this is a faith based system. We had emunas, right? We had the remes to the shishi sidrei mishnah yesterday's that. And what was emunas? Emunas was seidiz roim. Says Rashi, why this gemara right here? We trust people. The chiddush of the gemara now is that even though it's dvarim ma'im de beruma shalaylov, even then we go ahead and we trust the people. Now Rashi says, is that true? We trust amei aretz. What's demai? The Ma'itoichiach, Ayin Rashi, Tanyo, Rav Nosson Oimer, Rav Nosson said. So the Gemara talked about three Averos, just to follow the paper trail, because the Gemara is going to make a real sharp left turn now. So Al Shalosh Averos, Noshem Meisleis Beshas Leidason, Nida Chala Hadlokas Aner. Why are we talking about what causes women to die during childbirth? Because one of them is Adlokas Aner, and we're learning Perek Bameh Madlikin. Those are the sugyas that we're learning now. We mentioned there's a Rabbi Lazar that said that these three averos don't only cause women to die during childbirth, but it can cause them to die yulados when they're young. And the Gemara is going to shift topics now and talk about Rachmanu Litzlan, what causes people to die when they're young. Tanya, Rav Nosson Oimer, Bavoy Nedarim Mesa Isha Shal Adam. A person, his wife dies sometimes, not because of her own avera, but because of her husband's avera, specifically because he made promises that he didn't keep. Shenemar, in Inlochol Shalem, you don't have the means to pay. But Lama Yikach Mishkovcha Mitachtecha, why should that come at the expense of your wife? Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Bavoy Nedarim Bonimes and Shem Tanim. If a person is negligent in the chet of neder, he can cause his children to die when they're young. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Al titen espicha lachati es bisarecha. Don't allow your mouth to sin, to cause bisarecha, your children. Val toimer lefnei amalach kishkogahi, loma yiksof elikim al keilecha, vichibel es masa yadecha. And the Gemara says, Ezehi maisi yadav shal adam, what a maisi yadav shal adam, have you oimer bonavub noisav shal adam. So you see that, bavoy nedarim, al titein es picha lachati, and that can cause a person to be chibel es masa yadecha. Tanu rabbi, bavoy nedarim, bonav meisim, divrei Rabbi Shimon said, bavoy nedarim, darim meisim, like Rabbi just said. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, said, Bavoyim Bittul Torah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Elamanda Amr, Bavoyim Nidar, Bishlam, according to the man of the Sabbavoyim Nidar, Kedamar, Elamanda Amr, Bavoyim Bittul Torah, Micro. What's the Makar that children die? Bavoyim Bittul Torah, the Chsid, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Lashav Hi Kesi Es Benechem, Musar Loy Lakachu. So the Pasuk is talking about Hi Kesi Es Benechem, and it says, Musar Loy Lakachu. What does Musar mean? So usually you think of Musar as something you do not during Seder. Musar is Torah. Musar is Torah. So it's because of Musar Loy Lakachu, they don't learn Torah, that's why the children died. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, L'mandam Avayin Adarim Nami Mehacha. Once you have this Pasuk, this could be the Makar also, that children die because of the Avera of Nedarim. The Pasuk said, Lashav Hi Kesi Es Benechem. What does Lashav mean? Al Iske Shav. People made Nedarim and Shfuos, and they didn't keep it. Says the Gemara, Mechti. An obvious question. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Hainu Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is Rabbi. They're the same person. Jewish History 101. The Rabbi of Avoy Nedarim Kamer. If that's the case, we have a stira. Because the Gemara brought a braisa where Rabbi said, Bavoy Nedarim, Bonim Mason Ksheng Tanim. And then the Gemara brought another braisa that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, Bavoy Nedarim, Bonim Mason. But Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Yomer, Bavoy Bittul Torah. So it's the same person. It's Rabbi. Here he said, Bavoy Nedarim. Here he said, Bavoy Bittul Torah. So the Gemara says, Basa the Shomer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Really, he held Bavoy Bittul Torah. Then he heard what Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said. So he came around to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara, Pligi Ba, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yosi. Chalamon once said, Bavoy Mezuzah, that children die because of the avera of mezuzah. The father's not careful. Mezuzah v'chadim avayim bittul Torah. It's because of bittul Torah. It says, the man avayim mezuzah. The man avayim says, mezuzah, mikra nidrash lefanav, v'loy lefnei fanav. Why does he say mezuzah? Because the pasuk says, l'man yirbu yumechem v'mei v'nechem. What does the pasuk say right before that?
So it sounds like there's a connection between mezuzah and l'man yirbu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem. What does the pasuk say right before that? V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem l'dabrabam. Talks about Talmud Torah. So the Malamud says it's about Voin Mezuzah because he holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, Voloi Lefnei Fanov. So the Pasuk of Manurba Yumechem, you can attach to the Pasuk right before that, Uchsafta Mamazuzah Pesacha, but not on the Pasuk before that. For the Malamud, the Moisim has Benechem Ladabrabam. Ulamanda Amr Bavoin Bittel Torah. What about the Malamud that holds Bavoin Bittel Torah? So the Gemara says he holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, Velifnei Fanov. And as a result, it's not just Bavoin Mittel Torah, but you have to say it's also Bavoin Mezuzah. Pligi Bar Ramei of Rabbi Huda. The Gemara says, really, it was Machlegs Ramei of Rabbi Huda. Chad Amon once said Bavoin Mezuzah. Vechad Omer Bavoin Tzitzis. So the Gemara, Pishlam, the man of Bavoin Mezuzah, we just said the Makar. The Chsiv, Uchsavtem al Mezuzah is Pesach, Uchsiv Basre, Leman Yerbu Yemechem, Yemei Venechem. Now the man of Bavoin Tzitzis, my time. What's the Makar that children die? Rachman al Etzlam, Bavoin Tzitzis. Omer Avkahano, Vitema, Shela Mori. It's learned from the following pasuk: Gam bichnofayich nimtzu dam nafshois evyoinim nikiyim. It's because of knofayich, the tzitzis that go on the corners of a person's baged, that the dam of the nafshois evyoinim nikiyim, the children that are naki mechet, that's why they're bloodstained. It's because of the aver of tzitzis. From Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, the man damar b'avay mezuzah nami mehacha. The man damar that holds b'avay mezuzah, you can learn it from that same pasuk. The chesiv, because the end of the pasuk says loy b'machteres mitzasim. What does that mean? She'asu psachim k'machteres. They made their psachim, the entrance ways to their house, as if it was a machteres. So a machteres is a cave. A cave doesn't require a mezuzah. They treated their psachim like a machteres, meaning they were mevatel, the mitzvah of mezuzah, and going back on dam nafshes of yoinim nikiyim, that's why they're told, Amar Rav Shlokish, kol azar betzitzis, anyone that's careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis, zoicha, u'mishamshin lo shnei alofim, u'shmoyne me'as avadim. So you know what he's going to have one day? 2,800 slaves. Shenema, the pasuk says, koyim ha'ashem tzvokos, bayomim ohemo, in the end of days. So this is already a good pasuk, a positive pasuk. A pasuk in Zechariah Perikes, ashe yachziku asor. What's going to happen in the end of days? You're going to have 10 people, mikol ha'shoyne sagoyim, from all the nations of the world, v'chziku b'chnaf ish Yehudi, and they're going to grab on to the corner of the beggar of the ish Yehudi, lemar, to say, Nelcha imachem ki shamanu elikim imachem, because we heard God's with you. So this is going to be in the end of days, when people are going to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world, and the Yidden are going to get covered, and all the Umay Sa'ilam are going to want to be Meshamish to Yidden, all the Shaitim Shaba'ilam are going to come around. And you know what Zechariah said? Let's take Zechariah literally. He said that there's going to be 10 people from all the nations of the world that are going to grab onto your kanaf. What do you mean your kanaf? Your tzitzis. How many kanfois do you have on your baguette? 4. If they're going to be 10 from each nation, how many nations are? This is easy back of the envelope arithmetic. 70 nations times 10 is 700 times 4 is 2,800. So the Gemara says, if you keep tzitzis, see if they're going to come running after you, so there's no kind of tzitzis, you don't have a talis kuton, so you're going to have a problem. But if you makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, 2,800 avodim. Says the Gemara, simin, sonei chalo, chumen igzeles, dina shfua, shipuchsa giluya v'navlusa. Says the Gemara Tanya from Nechemya, Nechemya said, "Avin sin aschinim rivero rava b'tach beis hashalad." Because of sin aschinim, a person can have fights in his house. Ve'ishdem apelas nafalim, and it causes his wife to miscarry. Ubanu v'bnoisa shalad meisim k'shen kanim, and children could die young. Plus, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Avin chale ein bracha b'mchunos." Because a person doesn't do chala, he can lose his oitzris, can get ruined. Umeera mishtaleches b'sha'arim. And there's me'era in the sha'arim. The prices start going haywire in a bad way. V'zoyrim zra'im v'acher meichlin. You're going to work and other people are going to benefit from your work. Shenema af ani es ezoyis lachem. V'hifkadeti aleichem beholo es ha'shachefes v'es ha'kadachas. This is the toichach, of course, in Parshas Bechugoysai. Mechalei seinayim u'mediv asnofet shuzratim l'rik zarechem v'acholu oyveichem. Either way, al tikri behala. There's no remes to the word chala here. But it says the word behala. Al tikri bahala ela bichala, and because of chala, all those bad things will happen which match up to what Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yehuda said. V'im noisim will end enough with a dvar nechama. But if a person gives meiser, what's he gonna get? Bracha. Shenema reishes arisoi seichem titnu lakoyen lohaniach bracha el beisecha. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Says the brayser, b'avoyim bittel chumas u'meiser shamayim netzarim b'lohayir talamata. Because a person doesn't give chumas u'meisers, so the shamayim Mitzrayim stopped giving rain. Vayoyker hoiva, prices go up. Vahasachar oved ubnei adam rotzim achar parnosas meimagiyim, people struggle for parnosas. Shenemar tziyo, gam choiv yigzulu meimei sheleg, sha'ol chato. What do you see in that pasuk? My mash baton v'rav yishmol. Bishvol dvorim shev tzivisi eskham moisachama, things that I commanded you to do be moisachama, and you didn't do them, you're going to lose out from the shelig, meaning during the summer, that's when you give chumas and maizes. If you don't give the chumas and maizes you're supposed to give during the summer, you're going to lose up in the rainy season. It's not going to rain, you're not going to have parnasah. But if you give chumas and maizes, you're going to get broch. We'll end with this. Hashem says that if you give truma sumayis, I give you a bracha. You know what the bracha is? You're going to say it's too much. Your mouth, your lips are going to hurt from saying dai genikshan kenish. What should I do with all this bracha? I can't. That's the bracha that Yidin one day are going to be zoicha to. And Hashem says, by the way, not only am I promising you, test me, put me to it. You'll see whether or not I deliver. Shem says, I'm a Nemon. I promise you, this is the way it's going to play itself out. Excel. Either way, just one ha'ara, one raid bite, as it relates to the daf. And that is, the Gemara said, Amar Rab Yanai, La'olam al yamid adam b'makom sakana. A person shouldn't stand in a makom sakana. Loimar she'oisen loines. Shema ein oisen loines. Because you never know, maybe a miracle's not going to happen. Vim oisen loines, and even if he has a miracle, menachem loim eschu yosef. You know how many schosim a person can lose sometimes if he has a miracle? Yaakov Avinu said, katointi mikol achasadam u'mikol emes. So us mortals, what should we say? So said Rav Yanai, lo'oilam ayamid adam b'makom sakana loimar she'oisen loines. This is, of course, the makar to the concept of ein soimchel al hanes. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi, in the first parak, Masechtas Yuma says that ein Soimchen al hanes is a deiraisa. The Yerushalmi learns it out from a pasuk. The context is the first Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. Everyone knows the Mishnah. Shivas yomim koydim yom kippur mafrishin koyin gadol mibesai v'lishkayis palhedrin. And one of the things they did for the koyin gadol was they appointed a backup koyin gadol. Why shemi yerbei psul? Because we're afraid that maybe the koyin gadol would become pasul. Tumas carry. As a result, you won't be able to do the avodah. So we need somebody waiting as a backup, just in case the primary kohen gadol isn't able to do what he needs to do. Frey dir shalmi. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos there were 10 miracles that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, and one of the miracles was that Me'olam the kohen gadol never had a psul. He never had a carry b'yom kippur. So if he never had a carry in yom kippur, this was a miracle. So if this was a miracle that took place, why'd they have to have a backup kohen gadol? It's the Yerushalmi's kashan. Yerushalmi says two terutzim. One terutz Yerushalmi says is the Mishnah of Asara Nisim was only during Bayis Rishon, but Bayis Sheni there was no Shechina. The five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni, Yom Chafal from the base, there was a tremendous. You read the Sadoris and the Asara Nisim didn't happen during Bayis Sheni. So during Bayis Sheni, it was negated to have a backup Kohen Gadol. But Enechanami, during Bayis Rishon, not. But Yerushalmi says a different reason. It's true, it was a miracle. But Ein Soim Chan Al Hanes. And Ein Soim Chan Al Hanes is an idea that permeates Halacha. But this Gemara that we just learned is even a little more than Ein Soim Chan Al Hanes. There's a concept of Al Yamait Adam B'Makam Sakana. A person's not allowed to stand in a Makam Sakana. Loimach Oisim Loines. Shema ein oisin loines. There's a simon in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, simon kuf tezayin, that talks about different things that a person is not allowed to do mishum sakana. In Sif Katan Hey, the Mechaber gives a whole bunch of examples of things. A lot of them are hygiene related. That a person has to make sure he has an obligation to keep proper hygiene simply because of sakana. Says the Rama. So I'm picking up from the Rama. V'chei. Yizahir mikol dvarim ha-mevim lidei sakana. A person has to be careful from anything that can lead lidei sakana. Ki chamira sakanta me'esura. Because not only is there something called sakana, but sakana is even more chamer than iser. V'yesh lochush yoyser l'sofik sakana milosofik iser. You have to be more careful with sofik sakana than with sofik iser. What's the makar to this? Chulin Daf Tes. We've spoken about it so many times over the years. It's in this Simon Kuf Tezayin, where the Taz brings from the Marshal and other Kadmoinim, that they had a discussion whether you say Bittel Bishishim when it comes to a Dovah Sheyesh Bei Sakana. So if a little bit of Chelev a little bit of nevela would fall into your chicken soup, and the 60 times hetter keneged the iser, you'd be allowed to eat it. But there's a whole shiloh. What happens if a little bit of fish falls into your chicken soup? Fish and chicken, it's not aser, midday rice, it's not aser midrabbanon. But the Chachamim said there's a sakana related. And there's a whole shiloh if you can work with shishim. What's the tzadnat? Because chamira sakanta meisur. When it comes to chazokas and sfek sfekas, etc., etc. That's what the Ramah says. Says the Ramah, v'lechein, it's for this reason, asru leilich b'chom mokim sakonu. You're not allowed to be in a mokim sakonu. K'moy, tachas kirnatu, underneath a wall that's falling. O yichidi balaylo, you're not allowed to walk outside at night. And he goes and continues to give examples. But again, where the Mechaber gave five or six examples, the Ramah made it more general. He zahir mikol dvarim hamivin l'day sakana, and he said, not only do you have to be careful, sakantas chamir meyisura, v'yishlochash yoysel, I mean, if you're not sure if something's aser, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch, sfeke d'rabbana l'kula, but if you're not sure if something's a sakana, it's actually more chamir. Says the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah said, v'chein yizahir mikol dvarim hamivin l'day sakana. How did the Ramah know that? How did the Ramban know that? I mean, the Mechaber gave a few examples. Examples that Chazal spoke about. But how do you know there's a general halacha of Yizar Mikol Dvarim HaMivin L'Dei Sakana? So the Bir Agro, of course, is the Talmudic sources to the halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Vilna Gaon, and you want to know what the source is. K'moshe Mefurish, Beperek Beis the Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, Lo'olam Al Yamid V'chulu. It's Rabbi Yanai's Memra. The Vilna Gaon had one Makar in Shas to this. The Daf and the Gemara that we just learned. This is the Makar to the Ramah. V'chein yizahir mikol dvarim hamivin l'day sakana ki santa chamira meyisura. Now this is of course something that is being talked a lot about right now. This concept of chamira sakanta meyisura and lo'ilam ayamid adam b'makam sakana. And what about if it's only a suffix? So we have a Gemara. It's today's daf. It's the Ramah that the Gros says is what took his halacha from this daf, but just two ha'aras. The first is, the Ramah says, Oit kosfu, sheish livrayach minoir, kishadeva beir. So this is all the same Ramah. It's a very long Ramah. So he says, in middle, Oit kosfu, sheish livrayach minoir, kishadeva beir. A person should leave a city if there's ever a dever in the ear. Rabbi Kiveger, on this Ramah, quotes Rabbeinu Bechaya. So you don't see that every day. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, B'sefer Rabbeinu Bechaya, Kosav. B'posik, he bodlu mitoicha eda. So the context of Rabbeinu Bechaya is that, I had it with me. The context is that after the story of the Adas Kairach, so Hashem told Moshe that I'm going to punish Adas Kairach. So he tells Moshe and Aharon, he bodlu mitoicha eda. He says, go away. Don't be there when I punish Kairach. So freaked Rabbeinu Bechaya, I understand. What was the big deal? Why couldn't he be there? Listen to his lashon. Umashe hitzrich loymar he bodlu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu yesh biyadei lahimus ulahachias. I understand. Hashem is going to decide who deserves to die, who doesn't deserve to die. Adas Korach are the ones that deserve to die. So why did Moshe and Aaron have to run away? Why couldn't Moshe and Aaron be present when Hashem was going to punish the Adas Korach? What did they do wrong? That's right. Listen to the lashon of Rabbeinu Bechaya. Kvega quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Yosim and Kuf Tezayin. This is Lalacha. Hashem can kill a rabbi with a hachi yisachat b'saicha. What's the big deal? When Hashem can't find the one person that deserves to live? Because you're in a multitude of people, you may get lost? You're going to be batel b'roiv? What are you worried about? I don't understand. Freik, Rabbeinu Bechaya, why did Hashem tell Moshe Naharon, he batel mitoicha eda? He's going to kill that Das Kairach. That Das Kairach deserve to die. They're going to die. What does it have to do with Moshe? What does it have to do with Aharon? I don't understand why they had to get away. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, two pshatim. The second pshat he says is, oy mitam shamru chazal. Because there's a concept of Midas Adin. And when the Midas Adin is out, it doesn't know the difference between a tzaddik and it doesn't know the difference between a rasha. And that's why Moshe and Aharon, the greatest tzaddikim of all time, but they were vulnerable. The reason they were vulnerable is because there's a concept of Midas Adin Mesucha in a mavchim letzaddik l'rasha. And it's for that reason, this is the idea. This is what was going on over here. And this is why Moshe had to tell the Yidden. Oh, Hashem had to tell Moshe and Aharon, Yibaldu Mitaycha Eda. This is what he was worried about. Now the truth is, this concept of when the Midas Hadin is Mesucha, Einoi Mavchim Ben Tzadok L'Rasha, is something that's very much the Yonah D'Yoyma as it relates to Pesach. Because we know that when the Yidden brought the first carbon Pesach, which was in Mitzrayim. So what did Hashem tell the Yidden? Mishchu ukru lechem tzoyim l'mishpachay seichem. And then he told the Yidden to do something that we would never have to do again. He said, take a bundle of ezoiv, grass, utfaltim badam, dip it into the blood of the Korban Pesach, v'higatav al ha-mashkev, v'alshtei ha-mezuzos, and then go to the mezuzos of your house, of your door, and put on it some of the blood, asher basaf, v'atem loiseitzu ish mi Pesach Pesach Yad Boker. Meaning, Hashem tells Moshe, go ahead and tell the Yidin as follows. Says, tonight is going to be Makas Bechairis. Makas Bechairis is going to happen. And because it's going to be Makas Bechairis, so it's a dangerous time. So let me tell you what the Jews should do. They should put blood by their doorpost. And not just that, v'atem loiseitzu ish mi Pesach Pesach Yad Boker. Well, what was so dangerous? Makas Bechairis. So what was Makas Bechairis? Makas Bechairis has nothing to do with the Yidin. Makas Bechairis is the Bechairi Mitzrayim. What does it have to do with the Bechairi Yisro? The Teretz is, and it's a Gemara Masechta, it's Bava Kamad Av Samach, Perek HaKoynes, because there's a concept that Me'acha Shenitna Rishus L'mashchis L'chavel Inim Avchim Mitzadik L'Rosho. And that's why there had to be some Havchana, because there would be no way for the Mashchis to know if this is a Tzadik or a Rosho. So you need a sign. You know what the sign is? The symbol is? You have blood. But not just that, you have to make sure you stay indoors. V'atam Le'seitzu Ish Mi Pesach Be'zay Because if you're going to go outside, you're going to be vulnerable again. Somebody said the Yidden of Mitzrayim, they're going to be saved. They have to be saved. Hashem promised Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. This is already after all the miracles are taking place. But at the same time, there was an idea of Va'atam Loiseitzu Ish Mi Pesach Beisoy. It's based on this halacha. And says Rabbeinu Bachya, as quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger and Yerideya. Kuf Tez Zayin Sif Cotton. Hey, that's why Hashem told Moshe and Aharon, "Bogu mitoicha eda by that das koyrach." Because of this Gemara in Bava Kama, because of this pasuk in the Torah, "Va'atem lois seitzu ish mi Pesach beisay ad boker." But there's a very, very obvious question on this whole halacha. Very obvious question, and that is, "Va'atem lois seitzu ish mi Pesach beisay." Why? Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samuch, "Me'achat shenitnu reshus l'mashkes l'chavel, eimei mafchem mitzadik l'rosha." Who is the one that orchestrated Makas Bechairis? Who was it? Who was behind Makas Bechairis? It was the Sarah Mashkes. Everyone knows Chazal. You say it in the Haggadah. Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. Vihikesi kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim. Me'odam v'ad behema u'b'chol alihei Mitzrayim. Eseh shvatim ani Hashem. We say in the Haggadah. What does it mean? Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ani v'loy malach. When it said v'ikesi kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim, ani v'loy sarav. U'b'chol alihei Mitzrayim eser shvatim is ani v'loy shliach. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'loy yachar. You say it in the Haggadah. So if you say it in the Haggadah, it wasn't the Sarah Mashchis, it was Kaviyochel. Kaviyochel is not mafchim mitzadik l'rosho. The Sarah Mashchis is any mafchim mitzadik l'rosho. Rashi's Loshin in Parsha's boy on that pasuk v'atam loiseitzu ish mi Pesach beisoy magid shemeiachet shenitna reshus lemashchis lechavel enei mavchin bein tzadik l'rosha. What does it have to do with Makas Bechairis? Makas Bechairis wasn't the mashchis. Makas Bechairis was a kodesh. You have a steer over here. Here v'atam loiseitzu ish mi Pesach beisoy. Everybody knows because of the mashchis. Oh, the mashchis doesn't know the difference between tzadik and rosha. Make sure you use blood and make sure you don't leave your house. V'atam loiseitzu ish mi Pesach beisoy. But then again, Rashi says, quoting this chazal that we say in the Agadah Shel Pesach, v'avarti beretz Mitzrayim. So you know who asks this kasha? The Ramban asks this kasha. This is the Rishoyim's kasha. It's not an Achreinish kasha. It's not a kasha in the Pirushim and the Haggadah. This is already the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asks this kasha in his Pirush al HaTorah, and he says a little bit of a chiddush. He says, "Vais tois, of course Makas Bechairis happened like the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'avarti beretz Mitzrayim, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sorach, ani v'loy shlich, ani hu v'loy yach." That's the way it was. But at the same time, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was out killing the Bechairi Mitzrayim, it was a Zman of Din. And that gave the Sarah Mashchis a right to do his thing. It gave the Mechabel a right to do his thing. And once the Mechabel has a right to do his thing, then all bets are off. In a Mavchim and Tzadik L'Rosha. So the reason that we were worried about the Mashchis, and the reason we were worried about the Mechabel, is not because the Mechabel was the one that was executing. He wasn't. The execution happened on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avarti, the pasuk says. It all happened through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidoi uva'atzmai. The point is that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing what he was doing, that in and of itself gave reshus to the mashchis. And once the mashchis and once the mechabel had reshus, that's where the world became vulnerable, and that's why there was a halacha, make sure you put blood, and that's why there was an idea of v'atem loiseitzu ish mi Pesach beisai. But I'll tell you something interesting. We say in the Haggadah, "Vayoytzienu Hashem miMitzrayim, biyad chazaka ubezroya netuya uvemoyra gadol ubeoises uvemoyse." Vayoytzienu Hashem miMitzrayim. So what do we say in the Haggadah? "Vayoytzienu Hashem miMitzrayim loy alidei malach v'loy alidei sarah v'loy alidei shliach el hakadosh baruch v'chayde v'atzmei shenemar." The whole Chazal that we just said stels a very obvious question. "Vayoytzienu Hashem miMitzrayim" is referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Yitzias Mitzrayim happened loy al yidei malach, loy al yidei sarif, loy al yidei shliach, ela kodesh baruch hu b'chvay devatzmi. How do you know that? Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, b'alai lazeh, v'ikesi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. V'avarti v'loy malach, v'ikesi v'loy sarif. The statement that the Baal Haggadah is making is that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened loy al yidei malach, v'yitzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. The proof is from the fact that Makas b'chayris happened al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the raya? Just because Yitzias Mitzrayim, just because Makas B'chayris happened with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvay Devatzmai, how does that mean that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvay Devatzmai? V'yotzienu Hashem b'Mitzrayim, the raya is Makas B'chayris? Maybe Makas B'chayris l'chud, and maybe Yitzias Mitzrayim l'chud. How do you know from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from Makas B'chayris, what took place throughout the entire Yitzias Mitzrayim? So I saw Rav Shmuel Yankiv in his Zois LeYakov, his Agadah Shal Pesach, say he shtels sua a Rav Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch. The halach is if someone has a suffix, if he said Kriya Shema not, so you have to say Kriya Shema over. Says the Shulchan, the Magen Avraham, let's say you know you said Shema Bahayo, you're not sure if you said Vayoymer. You have to say that over also. The reason is because Vayoymer is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you have an obligation every day to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do you remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? By saying Vayoymer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So that's our way of remembering Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a din d'oraisa. So if you have a suffix, if you said Vayoymer, you have to say Vayoymer again. So now if you have a suffix, if you said the Ikar Parash of Kriya Shema, but even if you have a suffix, if you said Vayoymer, you have to, because Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a d'oraisa. So you have to say it over because Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Magen Avraham, however, if somebody would say Oz Yasher, if somebody would say Oz Yasher, then he wouldn't have to, if somebody would say Oz Yasher, he wouldn't have to say it over again. Why? Because when you say Oz Yasher, you're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And being you're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you could be Yoitza Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim by saying Oz Yasher. So Rabbi Kiveger in his Hagoyis in Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Chasoni, my son-in-law, Hagoyin Reb Moshe Neiro Yair, of Bezdin de Kehila Kedosha Prezburg, also known as the Chsam Sofer. So Rabbi Kiveger says, I heard from my Eden, the Chsam Sofer, he asked the Bambakasha. He says, I don't understand. The Makar to having an obligation to remember Mitzrayim every day is Laman Tisker, is Yoim Tseis Chameretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. When you say Oz Yoshi, you don't mention the fact that Hashem took you to the land of Mitzrayim. You know what you mention? That Hashem split the sea. Kriyas Yamsuf. Now it's Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan. But it's not the same thing. Sefreik the Chsam Sofer, I don't understand. How could you be Yoitza? Your chiyuv, l'man tisker, your emtzeis chameretz Mitzrayim, with saying Oz Yasher is Shira on Kriyas Yamsuf. What does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Azoi brengt akasha, Reb Kiveger brings from his Eidim the Chsam Sofer. He says, Ulanias daiti emes bepiv. He says, I give a haskama to the Chsam Sofer. I think the Chsam Sofer, my Eidim, asked a very good question. And he says, you know why I think so? Because I found a medrash that the medrash says, HaKoyres Shema Tzorech LaHaskir Makas B'Choyres. You have to mention Makas B'Choyres. So you see that it wouldn't be enough just to say Kriyas Yamsuf, but you would have to mention Makas B'Choyres as well. So Shmuel Yankiv said, I don't understand. Makas B'Choyres? You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'chayr Makas B'chayrus is also not Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Shmuel Yankiv said, it's Muchach. From this Medrash Hashirim, the Rabbi Kiveger brought as a raya to his Edom, the Chsam Sofer's Kasha, on the Magen Avraham, to what the Baal Haggadah is saying, that for some reason there's this connection between Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim and with Makas B'chayrus. Makas B'chayrus wasn't just the 10th Makkah, but Makas B'chayrus is intrinsically related to the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, we have to figure out what that is, but there seems to be some inherent and deep connection between the 10th Makkah, Makas B'chayrus, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, so much so that if Makas B'chayrus was Va'avarti Aniv Eloi Shliach, that defines the entire Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was V'loya Yadei Shliach as well. Just to end with one Ara, it's Yadua, the Brisker Rav, in his Sefer. This is B'skarov and Sefer on Chumash. So Moshe Rabbeinu is having a shakla v'tayu with Hashem. Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anoichi ki eilech el paroi, v'chi oitzi as b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Who am I to go to paroi and to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? V'yoymer, what Hashem tell him? Ki eimach, don't worry about it, I'll be with you. So the B'skarov said, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu's taino was? Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Yitzias Mitzrayim had to be loya yidei malach, v'loya yidei sarah, v'loya yidei shliach. Ela kodesh baruch hu b'chfeido v'atzmoi. So Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Hashem and he said, Mi anoichi ki eilech el paroi. How could I be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? V'chi yoitzi es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim? You want me to be a shliach?
I thought that Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim loy ayidei malach loy ayidei sor v'loy ayidei shlech alakadosh baruch hu b'chayde v'atzmoy. You know what David should have told Moshe? Vayoymer ki eye imach, I will be with you, said Maron Hagriz, the brisker of. You know what he was telling him? He was telling him, I'm going to be with you. Not just I'll be with you, I'll be there on your side, I have your back. What he was telling him was, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi shal Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu was talking, the Shechina was talking. He said this was an unbelievable chiddush that you don't find any other time, that the Shechina was medaberes mitoich groinoi shal Moshe. That was the teretz. So he said, it's not an evil shliach, because when you're going to go, you're going to be shluchay shaladim kamoisai on the level of Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi. It's going to be mamish me. And if it's mamish me, you have nothing to worry about. So the Biskarov said that he heard from his father. He says, Shamati mi avi adoni moiri v'rebi agoyin reb chayim zeichet tzadik v'kodosh levrocha. He says that he asked the kasha that Chazal say, v'loi kom navi oi b'Yisrael kamoisha l'chola oisois v'hamoifsim asher sholach Hashem lasis beretz Mitzrayim. Like come Navi, there was no Navi like Moshe that was asher sholach to do all these miracles. So Reb Chaim said, is that true? Reb Chaim said, is that true? He said, we know Chazal say that ki meit seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois, the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Masechtas Brachos, we learned it not so long ago, that the miracles at the end of days are going to be so incredible, they're going to dwarf what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here the pasuk says, like come Navi, I'd be Yisrael, come Moshe, l'chalois is v'amoisim. This was Reb Chaim Briskis kasha. So Reb Chaim said, no, the Nekud is something else. Like come Navi, I'd be Yisrael, come Moshe. V'asul Navi, Hashem is going to bring miracles al yedei shliach. The chiddush was that the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim were loy al yedei shliach. I wasn't in Moshe, but it was like come Navi Yoyim Yisrael, come Moshe. L'chalois is v'amoisim. Because even though Moshe was the shliach, but it was shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi shel Moshe, that brings out qualitatively the unbelievable greatness and uniqueness of the Nevuah of Moshe. That's something that happened then. That's not something that's going to happen again. It's not even something that's going to happen in the end of days. Just to end with one last thing, and that is that I saw in Rabbi Elyahu Baruch, Mishulchan Rabbi Elyahu Baruch, say it was Medayik, we say this during Pesukah Dezimra on Shabbos, Haluluka Halu Hashem Hashem Halu Avdei Hashem, Sha'im Debeveis Hashem Bechatzur Yisbeis Alikeinu. And then we start talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say, Shehiko Bechoyre Mitzrayim Adam Ad Behema, Shalach Oysus Umoifsim Zachech Mitzrayim Befarim Bechalavadov, Shehiko Goyim Rabim, Val Melachim Atzumim, Lisichai Melach HaBoyri, Uloig Melach HaBoshon, Ulochom Mamlechais Kenan. V'notzen Arzim Lanachal. We go through the whole history that Hashem, He killed the Bechayim Mitzrayim, the Adam Ad Behema, and then Paru v'Chalavodov, he could goyim Rabin, Harig Malachim Atzubim, Sichoin, Ig Malach Abashon, the Mamlach is Kanan. Finally, we got Eretz Yisrael. The next capital Tehillim. That's Tehillim Kuflam and Hey. The next capital, we say this also. Hallelujah Gadol, Hoydul Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Loilum Chazdoi, Hoydul Leilokei Olekim Ki Loilum Chazdoi. And then we start talking about everything that happened when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. V'lemakim Mitzrayim Bevchayreyem Ki Loilum Chazdoi. V'yoytze Yisrael Mitoicham Ki Loilum Chazdoi. B'yot Chazako V'zroya Netuya Ki Loilum Chazdoi. V'goyze Yansel V'gzorim Ve'vi Yisrael B'soichoy V'nei Par V'chel V'yamzuch L'molech Abim Bamidbar L'makim Melachim Gedolim V'yarig Melachim Adirim L'sichoy Melach Amori U'la'og Melach Ab. And then Benatzan Arzon Lenachlo. Listen to a diak. We said this 1,000 times. Listen to this diak. Remendel Atik made this diak. He said in Kuf Lamed Hey, you mention Lesicha Melacha Moiri, Ulaoyik Melacha Bashan, Ulachol Mamlechais Kenaan. In Kuf Lamed Vav, when you go through the Hoidus, Lesicha Melacha Moiri, Ulaoyik Melacha Bashan, you don't mention the Mamlechais Kenaan. You skip over to Benatzan Arzon Lenachlo. What do you skip? It's a Haloluka and a Hoidu. It's the same thing. It's David HaMelech saying Shiro. In Kuf Lamed Hey, he went through the whole history and he acknowledged the Mamlochis Kenan. And then in Kuf Lamed Vav, he skipped the Mamlochis Kenan. He jumped from Sicha and Anoik to Venas and Arzal and Achlo. So he said a David Noira. He said, because if you go through the Hoidus, it says, Lo'oisei Neflois, G'doi Lois Levadoi, Ki Lo'ilum Chazdoi. We're talking about things that Hashem did Levadoi. Lo'yal Yudei Shliach. See, he said, Yitzias Mitzrayim was levadoi. It was like, Ve'yotzienu Hashem in Mitzrayim, lo'yal yudei malach, v'lo'yal yudei sorov, v'lo'yal yudei shliach. It was all levadoi. Yitzias Mitzrayim was levadoi. So therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can go. But when the Yidden entered, Eretz Ayin Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina B'damaris B'tach Groina. But when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael and they killed the Mamlochis Kana, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't alive anymore. It was Moshe Meis, V'Yeshua Machnes. At that point, it was already Yeshua Benun. If it was Yeshua Benun didn't have the koyach of Shechina B'damaris B'tach Groina. If that's the case, it wasn't Lo Isin Neflois G'day Leis Levadoi. That's why in Kuf Lamed Vav, when you go through the Hoidus, you don't mention L'chol Mamlochis Kana. In Kuf Lamed, hey, we're just talking in general about all the wonderful chasadim that Hashem did to Yidden. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Poured us into Eretz Yisrael, knocked off the kings, and then afterwards he gave us Eretz Yisrael. But in Kuf Lamed Vav, we're emphasizing lo oisei neflois gedoy leis levadoi. You know, levadoi means lo yayadei shliach. Vayoytzienu Hashem in Mitzrayim was lo yayadei shliach. But already, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, lo chol mamlechais kanam, that happened ayadei shliach. That's why we don't mention it in Kuf Lamed Vav.